what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Rick Adams here tonight, Tuesday night edition of the program. It is April 23rd, I'm told. Not sure, but that's what they tell me. I would like to begin the program tonight, folks, with a word from the Gospel of Luke. And you know, in Luke, we are told, you know, to carry the sword, the gun, in other words, to use the gun when we are out and about in danger, as the apostles were obviously witnessing to various communities, I'll put it that way, and I don't like that word, communities, but out and about in dangerous terrain. And so the sword comes in very handily. We are not to live by the sword, but certainly we know the sword is necessary, and that's why we have armaments today, and the governments of the world would like to disarm the people to make it safe for the synagogue of Satan. Nevertheless, in Luke chapter 22, we read, I believe in, we start at verse 47, and then we go down to the words of Jesus. And while he yet spoke, okay, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. Boy, does that sound familiar? All right. They used to say, you know, Judas with a kiss, Jimmy Carter with a smile. And then in verse 48, but Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? When they which were about saw him that would follow, they said unto him, Lord, shall we smite with the sword? And then, of course, one of them did smote the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And Jesus answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he toucheth his ear and healed him. You see, Jesus could not be accused of anything vile, quite the contrary. You see, they were the vile ones. And then Jesus said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders which had come to him, be ye come out. He's asking them, be ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves? Where I was in the temple daily with you, preaching and teaching, ye stretched forth no hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. Folks, darkness descends upon the land today as never before, and the whole world lies in darkness. You see, this bombing in Boston, the Sandy Hook hoax, and all of these other events yet to come, undoubtedly, before the month is over, and the spring and summer, leading up to the one-world Antichrist system, all of it happens with a cover of darkness. We'll come back. I have some interesting things to bring up, and we may hear from Dr. K soon.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get back at him with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Come on, let's quiet down. We got a man hanging. Let's hang him.
Yeah, folks, that's what the chorus is saying these days. Let's hang this young man. Let's hang this Jokar. And we'll get it over with. And, folks, unfortunately, it is all too common a refrain today where they have now gone after his wife. They've gone after the woman that he was married to, had a child with, 3-year-old child, and many in the media are demonizing her because she has clearly stated she's fearful. She's fearful more of the FBI than anything else. She's fearful more about the harassment and the hate calls that she's been receiving. But she said in so many words that I am totally shocked by these charges against the older brother, Tamberlin. I can't believe them. I don't believe them. And the same is true generally across the board with students, fellow students at the university, anyone that he's come in contact with on tour as a kickboxing student, and, of course, the younger brother, wrestling, and over and over and over again, the mother repeatedly saying, I know my son. I know my sons. They are innocent. They are being framed by your government. Now, we know the history of FBI entrapment, or we should. We know that entrapment has taken many forms over many years. You know, it happened in World War II as well. Under the Roosevelt administration, during the Anti-Sedition Act that was employed to take Americans like you and me who were speaking out against this corrupt, evil government in Washington and its handlers, and were put in prisons. Not just Japanese Americans, but American patriots who were seized because they were deemed to be seditionists. Now, the same thing is happening today with Homeland Security, which was a creation of the Rothschild Israeli cabal, as we've stated repeatedly, to the nth degree on this program. The goal is world government, Talmudic, Antichrist, one world government. Now, folks, that's why I read to you from the scriptures daily. Jesus described them as the synagogue of Satan, the same who murdered him and were responsible for the murder of prophets and of the disciples and of all the blood that would be shed on the earth, right down to the two witnesses sent to Jerusalem in the days of the end when the false Messiah is ruling, and they shall be slain by the Kenites, by the sons of Satan, right there smack dab in the middle of Jerusalem. Jesus said they do their work by cover of darkness. Now, the FBI does that now. I can cite to you case after case after case just from the 1980s. The case of Gordon Call, a patriot. The case, of course, of the individuals who were set up by the government at Waco. 17 children burned to death. Adults killed as well. The Murrah Building, Oklahoma cover-up and bombing in which the FBI unquestionably took part. The Randy Weaver murder, his wife. Also the cover-up which followed that murder, those murders. The World Trade Center, blamed, of course, on radical Islam, following the warning of the Israeli spy master, Issa Harel, in 1979, who saw buildings coming down in New York. Buildings that would be owned and insured by people like the Silverstein brothers. And then, of course, we go from there to other sting operations since 9-11 itself. And 9-11. And what happened on that fateful day? What happened during that time of 9-11? Post-9-11, now we see a number of people, Muslims, radical Muslims, we're told, and radicalized Muslims who have been charged, first entrapped, first baited, armed by the FBI, recruited by the FBI, and then entrapped, ensnared, and interdicted right there before your very eyes. Now, folks, this is not an American government. Let's make it perfectly clear. Right now, in mainstream media, the discussion is presumed to be on these guilty parties. Yet not one of these brothers has been proven to be involved in any of the shootings, any of the spree that took place. In fact, quite the contrary. It was the police, we believe, that ran him over, that ran over Timberland, and, of course, killed him. And then the brother, the youngest brother, who was seized at the boat, surrendered. He surrendered peaceably and peacefully. Now, the conflicting stories that we've been given are not by accident. They're not the work of happenstance or confusion at the time of crisis. They're deliberate. We are being lied to repeatedly. I think of Edgar Steele, and you can go to his website. Again, free-edgar-steele, S-T-E-E-L-E, .com. Go to the website and read the history of what they did to that man and how he's languishing today in federal prison. He was the attorney for the damned. And he wrote about 9-11. I met Edgar Steele. I know Edgar Steele. He was on this program even from jail for 10 minutes a couple of years back. I know what they're capable of doing. I understand what they're capable of doing to anyone who stands in the way. Setting people up is the work that started with the Mossad. Now, of course, MI6 in Britain, MI5 in Britain, Intel, their CIA, their FBI, has operated again in similar fashion. During the wars of the IRA bombing, the so-called terror bombings, we have now since then learned MI6 and MI5 both admitted that they were behind many of the bombings, blaming it on the IRA. But who cares? It's years later now. But we can just forget that and brush it aside and pretend it doesn't exist, can't we? No, we can't. Now that we have an American naturalized citizen who is being charged in a hospital, a Jewish hospital, with Israeli doctors there present who are drugging him, and now we're told he is confessing with these psychotropic drugs to his involvement in a plot. And he's been asked, now, Joe Carr, have you been guilty of these murders? And he is saying, yes, I am guilty. Yes, I and my brother were involved in these bombings, but we acted alone. Well, folks, nothing could be more sinister, more vile, and more obvious now than the fact that you cannot trust this government in Washington, particularly the FBI in Boston. When you see the murder that took place in Boston, evolving around the mob, and what took place there, with Agent Connolly being the only fall guy that actually went to jail. And folks, add it all up, and you get a clearer picture. You get a clearer picture as to what is taking place, particularly here in our once beloved America, at this late date, when now we see the handwriting on the wall that we have been cursed, and we are reaping now some terrible, terrible judgments at this moment. Lies upon lies, falsehoods upon falsehoods, and the end game is total control of you. That is what they, the synagogue of Satan, aim to do. And that is where Satan, posing as the false Jesus, will come in and save the world. And guess who will be blamed when they don't accept him and they reject him? They will be like the two witnesses slain in the streets of Jerusalem 3 days before it is leveled to the ground. Jerusalem is turned to dust. That man of sin will order the capture and execution of the saints, of the called out ones, of those who are the elect of this age. That is what he's after. But first, it's very nice to be able to go after those Muslims across oceans, to go across continents, dig them up, find them, kill them, torture them. Now, American Muslims, American citizens, and people will tell you, oh, but they won't come after us. Oh, no, we're the Christians. We're the goody-goody two-shoes, Bible-believing, cover-to-cover Christians. Well, wrong again. They told you that if we didn't go and bomb them and take them over, that they would come here and bomb us. Well, now, folks, that, too, has been proven a lie. You don't need any more evidence than that. You've got a whole history. You've got a whole incredibly obvious and transparent record of their achievements. I would just like to read one thing, if I may, before the break, and then I'll bring up Dr. K again. We have some interesting, fascinating stuff about the backpacks and the setup of these two young men. But I received this email from my TV program. And when I come back after the break, I will read it to you. Before I bring up Dr. K, listen carefully. Join in, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Dr. K, in just a moment. I did want to read to you this email now, which I have received on my television ministry, so to speak, which, again, is a weekly program aired twice on statewide interconnect public access television in Rhode Island and twice on the local stations. So we have four airings a week, and we've been talking, of course, exclusively lately about the hoax of Sandy Hook, and giving a tremendous credence to the work of Dr. K and his website, nodisinfo.com, www.nodisinfo.com. One word for no disinfo, very simple. But now this fellow wrote to me. His name is Kevin. Hi, Rick. My name is Kevin, and I am a high school math teacher in Providence. I just want to say, keep up the good work. I agree with you 100%, and so do a lot of my students. And then he says, it's the 35 and older crowd that are brainwashed. The younger crowd is seeing through the lies. Boston is another false flag, and we know who is behind it. I just thought that was one of several emails that I get from week to week from people who are discovering the television program as well as the program here on Republic. All right, so just a word to the wise. Get the cards from Republic Broadcasting Network. Put them everywhere. The business cards advertising it so that you can get people to listen to me. and to anyone else on this network that you think is something that you appreciate. Obviously, not all programs are alike, and that's where you come in. You have to use your discernment. Now, let me bring up Dr. K on the line with some more exciting evidence of this staging, this hoax of entrapment against these two young men and the murder of Tamberlin. Hello, Dr. K.
Hi, Mr. Adams. How are you doing this evening?
Good. Very well.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, I mean, in the name of God, the merciful and the giver of mercy, there is some breaking news that has to be announced, and it's partly due to emailers and researchers and all the different people who are working together. But, and we discussed this last night, this Mossad Israeli mole, this Daniel Genk, right, who is waging judgment over Zokar Tsarnaev,
right,
he is an operative of the Israeli agency to massage this into the realm of a convicted person, for the purposes of, yeah, we got our man.
Right.
See, there are,
exactly,
the Muslim terror cells. He's convicted. He's he's sentenced for a drama, for more for more showboating by the Israeli filthy Zionists, you see. And we have this individual, Genk, is the same criminal who lied on the stand to incriminate and to put in prison an innocent man, Tariq Mihana, who's serving 20 years, 23 hours a day, by the way, in solitary confinement for doing nothing. But, just they wanted to make a show out of Islamophobia. So
make
they,
an example of somebody, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is the same Genk who has put together the so-called affidavit, which is laced with lies, all of which we're going to prove. We've proven some of them. We're going to prove them, more of them now. So this individual has lied under oath, knowing that if anybody catches up with him as a dual national, he just simply goes to Israel. This is the disease we're suffering from. Any criminal that is exposed, that is potentially under some pressure, simply goes to the illicit Israeli entity as a hideout without any prosecution. Not one.
Some
Jew.
Of them wind up in Switzerland and elsewhere, courtesy of the Clintons, like the Mark Riches and his wife and others. They can pretty much freely escape any prosecution. They have immunity. They've been protected by their puppet governments here,
yep,
through the executive branch. Yeah,
that's right. Not one Jew murderer, and we know who they are. We can name them repeatedly, including Larry Silverstein.
Yes.
Has even had their tiniest piece of the tip of their finger analyzed and brought down. And instead, they've been busy putting endless Islamic people and white Anglo-Saxon Christians, such as Timothy McVeigh, who did nothing, in prison or executing them. So we know the game. We know what Genk is up to. We know what the Israeli doctor's involvement level is. And you have to presume that these two individuals must be innocent. You make that presumption.
Well, they have to be legally, but you see, now we have a new law called the Patriot Act that was drafted by the same people before Bush's ascendancy, actually. They were working on it, had a blueprint of it, and then Bush comes in, their puppet. Then they pull 9/11, and then guess what? We've got a new law to protect Americans. Don't read it, just pass it. All right, we'll come back, folks, on these points. Much to come in the next half hour. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adam. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adam is on. Ouch.
Wouldn't you like to hear these words soon?
Still want to go on with this trial, Judge? My recommendation, for whatever it's worth, is that you dismiss the case.
Case is dismissed!
Well, I know I'd like to hear those words. And the FBI prosecuted, just like Agent Connolly was prosecuted in Boston. And some agents have been set up, of course, themselves to be the fall guys for the higher-ups. Nevertheless, it would be a blessing. Dr. K, come right back up.
Well, you have to prosecute the FBI and the Mossad and all their collaborators because they're involved in murder. Unless they faked the murder, so much fakery, we must presume that, when the eyewitnesses said that Tamerlan Sarnoff was butted by the front of the SUV.
Yeah.
FBI or Mossad, most likely Mossad, disguising themselves
as police. Mm-hmm.
Then when he was on the ground, the guy's handcuffed. Are you that afraid of him? And then they riddled him with bullets, and that was the end of him.
Now they had the public believe these guys, these two brothers, were holed up in this small town of Watertown, Mass., a very convenient area. And they had us believe that they had hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of bombs, rounds of ammunition that they were firing at the police.
Right.
And then, of course, they've changed that story again to say that he had one gun and that was it when he was found. And this is Timberland.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they had killed him, we're told. And the other brother then eluded police there. And they had cordoned off the whole area. The neighbors were told, stay in your house. Don't come out. Don't come out or else, you know.
Right.
And or else we could shoot you, too. And
right.
maybe you'd see something that you weren't supposed to see.
I'm
I mean,
sure
let's face it, folks. You know, you say, well, come on, Rick. Now, you guys don't trust your own government? No. We don't. You don't trust your own troops? No. Because we've seen that in Newtown, Connecticut, how police can be bribed, how they can be extorted into accepting control by Homeland Security, which is run by the Israeli regime.
Sure it is.
They can
yeah.
be forced to accept these things for their career. Men will sell out for money. They'll sell out and they'll sell their own mothers and kill their own mothers sometimes if that's what it takes to advance themselves.
I know.
This is diabolical. We're
it
talking about
diabolical
people here.
It is. We're dealing with that. And, of course, the Bible with the, you know, the evil in the high places. That's
right.
That's what you have to, that's the only focus.
That's right.
You don't focus on, they got those Muslims, those Chechens, you see that? They, you know, there's all these cells. You don't focus on that, people. You can't, you gotta get people off of that. Why don't you go to the scripture and just follow that? And the focus has to be, like I said, I don't care about the, you know, proven innocent until whatever it is, and all that. I'm saying the presumption from now forward, when there is a terror attack or a faux terror attack in this country, it's presumed to be the Obama White House, the Justice Department, the Mossad, Tel Aviv, Jerusalem triad. It's presumptive the Rothschilds. It's presumptive the Rockefellers. It's presumptive the Bronfman. There's no other presumption.
Yeah, well, all you have to do is look at what came out of this with the relatives in Canada, the latest charge that there was an Al-Qaeda threat issued there, and they interdicted it just the nick of time to provide cover for them to once again discredit the family up in Canada, relatives of these two, who were saying, no, there's no way these two, no way that these two guys could do what you claim they did. Now, you know what? Maybe I would have believed it years ago, Dr. Gay. Maybe I would have said, well, you know, it looks pretty convincing. Well, he got the release of new videos and he's making a confession. But knowing what I know for 35 years or more and seeing what I've seen of this criminal regime in Washington, how they went after Jesus at night, they went after these two at night, they've done it before, they've done it in broad daylight and killed people. No, I'm sorry, I have every reason to be suspicious of this government.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you do. And now, thank God for the Internet. Thank God for this knowledge will set you free. Now we have the proof that the Mossad set up the Sarnoff brothers. Not only set them up, but saw to it that one of them had to be taken down, murdered. We have the categorical proof. We have the proof that the FBI mole is lying under oath. We have the proof that all these stories, these wild stories, are fallacious and invented and will be confirmed through use of, I would suspect, drug addicts and other FBI moles. And now I've been looking, I must tell you, I have been looking and looking. And I've been so busy with other things, but I've been looking and looking and looking at these photographs of the Sarnoff brothers in real life versus the ones fed to us by the Mossad. And I know something's wrong, something's wrong. Well, fortunately, some astute people analyzed it, sent it to me. I then took it to my Photoshop expert, and he said, yeah, here, they Photoshopped it. He immediately...
Mm-hmm. And this I had figured that right from the get-go myself.
You know, and so, yeah, and so I published this just as we were speaking. I just hit the publish button. Zokar's backpack, Zokar Sarnoff's backpack erased by Photoshop evidence. Erased, my friend.
You see them now in one video that's up on YouTube. You see them walking, and of course the commentators are saying, look. Look, they're looking at their watches. Look, look, there's no reaction on their faces when these bombs go off. Look, it's like they planted them. See, they expected them. No, absolutely no emotions and all of that. But what you see is them walking away with the backpacks, that were supposedly left there to explode. Now, the real culprits are seen, and you can see them in the background. You can see them walking away after they drop the backpacks there, okay?
Yeah, there's two individuals that are high suspicion, yeah. Believe it or not. Even one of the Kraft International individuals seems to be missing his backpack. And that backpack has the same logo as the one that's exploded. And also that other individual who, no, he's not come forward and refuted it. We're raising the question, what was he doing gingerly holding the backpack of the same color with the same gray stripes and moving? And that one's even closer to the one that exploded, the one who looks like an old alcoholic, you know, intent on delivering the payload. That's how it appears. So somebody besides the Sarnov brothers delivered that concussive bomb payload, whatever kind of a bomb that is, and if there really was a pressure cooker bomb, it was not their delivery. And the big proof, the really big proof is in the Post, which proves that the bricks, they selected the area of his backpack. You can see that clearly. With the Photoshop tool, they then used the cloning tool to grab some bricks and clone them in where the backpack was, but they did it sloppily, and we proved that categorically. It would be interesting to find the culprit, but I think you'd have to take an LL flight to find them. And the other thing that we find is that when my guy he photoshopped it correctly, so we have a correct version in there of what it should look like if you weren't such a slob, which I'm now trying to put into the Post. It's in there. So I have a corrected version, which we call the Photoshop version so people don't abuse it, in there where the bricks are straight. You can't have bricks going one way and covering up other bricks on a wall. The bricks go only one way. You know, this is a new building.
Yep.
You can't say, well, it's an old building and some of the bricks are going one way. The bricks where his backpack would have been are the ones that are altered and scrubbed and fuzzy. And the mortar is missing in a couple of them. You know, and then the other photo that's here, I don't want to get into all these details, but details are, you know, the answer, is we have a picture, a clear picture of Tamerlan Sarnoff with his backpack on him while he's in either he was placed in there or he really is in there while he's in the crowd with the other viewers. That backpack has no resemblance, virtually no resemblance to the one that exploded. Actually, it has no resemblance other than a couple of sidebars, but the backpack itself is different, different logo, different situation. Yeah, the only backpack that resembles it is the one worn by the Kraft guy and the other guy that's walking into the crowd. These guys aren't walking into the crowd at a 90-degree angle to the barrier to deliver a bomb.
Are you able to discern their features well enough to see exactly who they might be as far as facial gestures?
Yeah,
facial
I mean,
features?
The one with the sunglasses has the nose that is, and the sideburns that are typical of Tamerlan Sarnoff, and Zokar, it seems to be close enough to say that's Zokar. I mean, it's a little bit, it's grainy, admittedly, but the similarity is there, and which is irrelevant because how many thousands of people were there, and if you're photoshopping the individual, you've proven that they didn't do anything. If he did something, then you wouldn't have to Photoshop out his backpack.
Mm-hmm.
If he didn't have a backpack, why Photoshop the bricks? So, and then the other thing that's curious is they had backpacks when they arrested them or attacked them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see? Mm-hmm. Would they have a second set of backpacks? That's what they want us to believe.
You haven't heard anything yet. The stuff they're coming out with now and tomorrow and the next day and next week,
will amaze you, will amaze even those who are almost unmoved by disinformation and propaganda. They will lie to you. They will lie to you through their teeth, do it with a straight face. They'll face the cameras. They'll look at you because they are of that synagogue of evil, and they have the ability through their father to be able to lie with contact, eye contact. I mean, they are almost totally robotic. Well, I would say reptilian. We refer to them as somewhat reptilian creatures. And Satan himself, you know, and Cain, you know, spoke back to the Lord with a bold face, you know,
yes,
red face. Am I my brother's keeper? You know, so we see this lying, this deception today. And you raised these excellent points that I started to look into. And now you've gone beyond that and Photoshop evidence that fortunately you've been able to have the folks to be able to analyze all of this, as you've done with Sandy Hook. You know, and now we see with Sandy Hook all of the revelations coming out about it, media ignoring the evidence, deliberately just ignoring it like it never happened, evidence to the contrary. So this incident comes up, and now they're talking about some nuclear bombs going off in California in the end of the month, next week. And so there's a lot of prognostications going on. So we just throw them out there for people to hear, but, you know, usually the way I've always said it is when something's going to happen, it'll happen when nobody's talking about it, when nobody's predicting it, when you least expect it, and that was what happened on Patriots Day.
Yeah, it's true. Patriots Day and, the whole thing. And, boy, it is true. That's for sure.
We're going to take a call from Barry in a minute. But what's interesting, too, is this, case of how Kenneth Feinberg emerges once again, Dr. K., with the dissemination and the disbursement of the funds that will be handed out. I guess there'll be the $4.2 million to be split between the two women who have these claims so far. And this is going back to the LAPD case as well. This one relates indirectly, but not directly, to what's taking place in Boston. So let me just straighten that out for you. But we've got Kenneth Feinberg involved again in Boston, and we know who he is, what role he played in the 9/11 disbursement of funds and so forth. And it's going to be interesting.
The hush money that Beverly Eckert would not take.
She wouldn't take any of it. No, she wouldn't drop out. She wouldn't sign off. No. And then she was killed. She had that plane crash. And that was just when Obama came in. She thought maybe we had a guy who was interested in reopening this investigation. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you, another thing is that then what they did is they set Mr. Innocent Sarnoff up, as they have in the past, so that there's a cinch prosecution and a cinch judgment by the use of Weinraub, and his prosecution team that supposedly won an award from the Justice Department for injustice, for a vile injustice, when they took the innocent Faisal Shahzad, who did nothing and who was just married, who had just had a suit pressed for something else, I think it was, and they had
the Times Square, actually.
Somehow they took his car or his ID or whatever it was when the rabbinical bomb was placed in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
When we know the rabbi did it, and we have the proof, but unfortunately someone has taken my post down. I'm going to find it. It was just accidentally, but I have to find it and repost it about the rabbi bomb in Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
So, we will write up Weinraub as a criminal cohort and a lying thief as soon as we get that information, and re-expose the rabbinical torture that they've committed against Shahzad.
Now the FBI is putting enormous pressure on Timberland's wife in North Kingstown, trying to sell the home that they've lived in for some time. This came up, and now. Evidently, they're frightened. They've enlisted two pretty high-priced attorneys, Amato DeLuca and Miss Weizenbaum.
Oh, that's the best.
Those are the two attorneys who are representing her.
And we will see exactly what will emerge from this case. But certainly it looks as if there's going to be some persecution, endangerment of this woman, the family, the mother, the father. The FBI will go to absolutely the depths of disparity and depravity in order to get their Muslim, to get their man. And as I said before, Homeland Security controls them. Homeland Security is controlled by Israel and the synagogue of Satan. And we know that they're going after the Christians next. I mean, folks, they've already wake up.
They've already taken out certain Christians.
And they're going to start widespread persecution of patriotic Christian organizations, people of no faith but believe in the oath-keeping of America and the Constitution. So, folks, the handwriting's on the wall. No excuses. We'll come back, take a couple of calls, okay? I promise you, in just 3 minutes.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I made a living before I wore a badge. Maybe it's time I was moving on.
They wouldn't let you quit even if you wanted to.
All right, we're back now, folks, and we're Dr. K and myself, Rick Adams. Let's take a couple of calls quickly. Barry first in California. Hello, Barry.
Well, Sir Baron Blanc is at it again. Hello, Dr. Super K, my favorite doctor, and my brother, Rick.
Thank you.
How's Barry doing? What's happening?
Oh, doing great. I've been thinking outside of box brainstorming here at my studio. And do you guys hear about the video that this retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Potter had put out?
No.
I sent it to both you guys yesterday before the show. So, and it's it says Barry LeBlanc sends you a video bomb, Boston bombing. I forgot the rest of it, but you'll see it.
Is that the one where he says, "Look, people, I'm telling you, it's a," and he points to the craft backpack, or is it something else?
Oh, it's a lot of stuff. Oh, it's a lot of stuff, and it needs to go viral. You guys need to check it out. And I have a free website, the same one where I do my playlist, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called whatifoundout.snack.ws.
Whatifoundout.net.ws?
Snack, like a...
Oh, snack,
you eat a snack, okay. S-N-A-C-K dot W-S. Okay. I'm going to put a lot of the playlists on there.
Okay.
Not only that, I'm going to make a video of all the best videos online on this Boston bombing.
Oh, good.
Yes, and I got the podcast of Linda when she called into the sports show. I just got it. I just grabbed it.
Oh, that's
and
good.
It's over 7 minutes.
The real eyewitness there. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Massachusetts, and that's
originally. Yeah.
That's a very famous show that people listen to. And so I'm going to try to catch all the audios and all the videos, and we're going to go viral with this.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic.
Great.
After they put Tariq Mahani and Mr. Faisal Shahzad and, Sami Al-Aryan, they claim, Weinreib claims that they have put thousands of such people in prison since 9/11.
I know it's getting late, but let me tell you one more thing. John Stadmiller's show was so excellent. He was on fire. And on that video, the colonel said there's internal fighting in our government within the White House, the Pentagon, the FBI, all the agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a coup that is forming right now to take over our government.
Well, let me just say that the FBI of Boston, the actual Boston office, put out a circular about the guy that was methodically moving through the crowd with holding very gingerly the backpack. Shortly thereafter, the Mossad overtook them and pinned it on the Sarnoff brothers.
Right.
So there must be some,
and
consciousness of this.
A friend at work, she told me that 2 days before this happened, there was already a link out there.
The leak's on the website.
We feel sorry for what happened in Boston with the bombing and people dying. This is 2 days before.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to get the link.
We'll get into it more tomorrow
night,
Barry. Thank you. We'll bring you up again. But I want to see if I can squeeze in Frank just for a few seconds here. Frank, not much time. Go ahead. Frank?
Definitely study that video that Barry was just talking about, Lieutenant Colonel Potter, retired Army.
Okay, I'll check it out.
We shall. Thank you. I'm sorry we didn't have more time. We'll do it again tomorrow night, God willing. Thank
nice
you all,
talk
folks,
to you,
for joining.
God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. K. Very well on the Deanna Spingola show today, too. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Good night.